Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I was having a lot of pain in my right hip, and it was causing my leg to be numb below my knee from the hip all the way down. I wasn't getting any sleep. So on top of it, I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived because I'm in pain and I'm not sleeping. So I decided to start taking these things, and the pain is gone virtually. I mean, 90%, maybe 95%. It was just amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code KMC. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. A big breaking news Friday edition. It's breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
What is the very latest in terms of reaction to the New Zealand massacre from last night? We'll go to the White House and get reaction. Also talk about the Mueller report's possible finality. We've got a number of other things, including North Korea, Gordon Chang, Brooke Singman, Kayleigh McEnany, Chef David Burke. It's all straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days. Clearly, what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence.
That is the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the top Kiwi herself, Jacinda Ardern, as she reported this morning, a great day of darkness, questioning what's going on. We don't know all the details as to why the shooter and the possibly the cell around him decided to carry out this heinous act of killing people innocently in their place of worship. But that is how she is responding to it. And I think that in large measure, New Zealanders are getting great sympathy from across the globe, including here in America, where I think oftentimes we are pegged as being anti-Islamic unfairly. But this is going to be an interesting day for them as a nation. They have very, very, very strict gun control laws, and how that could happen in a place that has those kinds of controls on firearms begs a question. In fact, I'm seeing reports that they're rumoring that maybe it was a private gun owner that stopped the massacre before it got worse than what it already was. We'll get more details on that as we go through the next hour. But I'm glad you're with us. We got a big show for you today. I was at the I was in Fort Lee, New Jersey last night at the opening of a place called Venintas, which is a brand new opening with Chef David Burke. And man, was it packed to the gills. And what a great, great place. He's going to join us a little bit later. You know, it's St. Paddy's Day weekend. And I want to get his take on how to do a couple of tips, you know, with the kids and so forth. How can you have some fun with some food going into the holiday? Gordon Chang's going to be with us. He's going to talk about a not nearly as well covered story today. North Korea is thinking about canceling all of their delayed missile development plans and getting right back into the game and possibly doing some test launches again. We'll get his reaction to that. Kayleigh McEnany will be here from the campaign trail. What is the plan now that Beto O'Rourke has jumped in? Does that change the Trump strategy at all? We'll get into that. And to start today with a whole cacophony of stories. Notice the good use of the word cacophony there. Brooke Singman, the top political reporter for FoxNews.com, and she rejoins us on this Friday. Brooke, I always try to use big words when you're on because you're such a wordsmith yourself. I want to impress you with my vocabulary as we're getting into it. So let me ask you, you filed a story earlier today. The president has responded to New Zealand. Basically, what did he do? What has he said thus far?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Well, President Trump earlier this morning, I mean, he offered his warmest sympathy and best wishes to New Zealand, offering full U.S. support. He said, you know, he tweeted earlier, 49 innocent people have so senselessly died, with so many more seriously injured. This white nationalist, or so described as New Zealand officials said, is a 28-year-old man who carried out attacks at two mosques, killing 49 Muslims and leaving more than 20 injured. And I think the count there is further increasing through the day, or I guess the night there now. But you had Ivanka Trump also condemning the attack, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders again offering thoughts and prayers and the solidarity with the people of New Zealand from the U.S. And again, John Bolton, the White House National Security Advisor, he said he's in touch with New Zealand and government officials, and the U.S. has offered their full support there on this tragic day.
Well, I think it's important that we stand with the Kiwis. They are good people and not ones to pick fights with folks. So to see something bad like this happen in such a peaceful place is really discouraging. You filed a bunch of other stories in the last 24 hours, not the least of which is the president also talking about the Mueller report today. What is he saying?
Well, the president said this morning that there should be no Mueller report whatsoever. After I think a few things led him to say that this morning. There's been wide speculation for weeks and weeks that this Mueller report is coming any second. Any second, Democrats and Republicans have been saying this since the midterm election in November, that this investigation is coming to a close. But here we are now in late March, or mid to late March, still with no report, and it is unclear as to when that report would come. But President Trump this morning said that there was, quote unquote, knowingly and acknowledged to be zero crime when Special Counsel Robert Mueller was appointed. So he's again pegging this whole investigation on, quote, Democrats who were upset that they didn't win the election, the presidential election, electing Hillary Clinton, as he has said repeatedly.
Right.
And in all caps, he said this should never happen to a president again. Now, I think that his tweets really came this week as mounting speculation continues over when this report could come out. Now, I think it's important for everyone to know that when Special Counsel Robert Mueller actually, quote unquote, drops this report, that doesn't really mean anything. We're not going to see anything. What it means is the special counsel will submit his report to the Attorney General, William Barr, who was just confirmed weeks ago by the Senate.
Right.
And William Barr will then read the report, and it could take weeks, it could take months. And at some point, the Attorney General will submit a report to the House Republican and Democrats on the judiciary, and same with the Senate Judiciary Committee, with his findings or the parts of the report that he believes are able to be made public so that the American people can get a sense of what the conclusion of the investigation brought. But then again, we don't know when that's coming, and we also could never see anything from the report. It really depends on what the Attorney General decides.
Well, and yesterday the House took a non-binding vote, and I think it was unanimous. There was not a single vote against it that said that they would like to see the report made public. So it'll be interesting to see if they do end up doing that. I think the worse it looks for the Department of Justice, probably the greater the likelihood that it will be made public, because I think that people understand that there was a lot of funny business that kind of was the basis for the FISA applications, for the continuing surveillance of the Trump people after the election, et cetera. And none more specific than Peter Strzok, who has done something very weird in the last day. He's defending his illicit affair, and he's saying it did not create a security risk. Brooke, you've written about this. What's the story?
Well, Peter Strzok, this happened last summer. He was before the House Judiciary Committee behind closed doors. As I think your viewers would remember, there was an explosive public hearing that everyone got to watch for hours and hours one summer day last year. But this was a closed door hearing. And this week, the House Judiciary Committee ranking member Doug Collins released hundreds and hundreds of pages of transcripts from Peter Strzok's interview and also from Lisa Page's interview from last summer. Well, the part of Peter Strzok's testimony that you're referring to was a line of questioning that actually came up several times. I went through all of these. I think there were 300 pages of his transcript, but it came up several times. Lawmakers, and I believe this question was asked by counsel for the Judiciary Committee, they were asking Peter Strzok whether his affair could have made him vulnerable should a foreign intelligence agency try to recruit him or try to blackmail him. And he continued to say, while admitting, of course, that he was involved in this extramarital affair with Lisa Page, who was a coworker at the FBI, he continued to say that it posed no sort of security risk whatsoever. And I mean, that's the gist of it. He said it over and over, that he was not susceptible to any sort of blackmail because of this relationship or anything of the sort. And he also said that he was unsure of whether the FBI or the team in the special counsel's office actually knew about their relationship. And he continued to say he wasn't sure of the level of which they could have known. So I think that's still a little, the details there are a little muffled, but we do know that the two of them communicated on their work devices. Lisa Page just said that they have very, very little evidence when they started the investigation.
So, I remember that, yeah. And it certainly makes it more explainable as to why he seemed so strident in his public testimony. This guy really doesn't think he did anything wrong. And is kind of, I don't know, thumping his chest in that regard in this revealed testimony. Hey, Brooke, as always, great information, and we appreciate you getting us up to speed on this Friday edition.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Kevin McCullough, go read her at foxnews.com and follow her on Twitter. It's a good Twitter feed to follow if you want to stay up to date on what's going on. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah.
Oh, it is you.
The Lord God Jehovah has spoken to me.
He said, all creation has rejected him. Mankind refuses to turn from his wicked ways.
I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
Noah, you must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages.
You must bring two of every animal, bird, and reptile.
In this original stage production, filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For a location near you, visit noahevent.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's a Big News Friday. We continue to roll through it with some stories that not a lot of people are talking about, and I think it's important that we do when you consider that you've got so many different moving pieces across the globe and so many different things that are continuing to happen. And in the midst of the New Zealand shooting, I did not want to let this story slip away because North Korea this morning threatened to suspend all negotiations with the Trump administration. They threatened to resume nuclear and missile tests, nuclear development and missile tests. And this was, I don't know, a temper tantrum thrown by the Kim regime, and we'll see what is going on there. But I want to get some perspective on this. Gordon Chang is he's the expert. If you watch Fox News, if you see his hits, and you read any of his books, you know he's got a grasp of this region like no other on planet Earth. And Gordon, I'm grateful for your time. I know it's got to be a busy season for you. But let me just ask you, when North Korea wakes up on a Friday morning and decides they're going to take this tone with Washington, number one, do you believe them? And number two, what should Trump do in response?
Yeah, I think the North Koreans are just bluffing. They do this. They're trying to see how far they can push President Trump. If I were President Trump, I would say, okay, I'm walking away from negotiations, and I'm now going to do something I haven't done since the middle of last May, which is vigorously enforce sanctions, not only on you, but your Russian, Chinese, and South Korean friends. I'm going to make life extremely miserable for you, Kim Jong-un, and then let's see what you're going to do.
So, and do you mean like complete sanctions on all business between the U.S. and China and U.S. and Russia and U.S. and the other partners, or trying to get those people to enforce sanctions against North Korea?
I would need sanctions on those countries that have not enforced sanctions. And clearly the Russians, the Chinese, and the South Koreans have been allowing goods to and from North Korea in violation of U.N. and U.S. rules. So we've got to make sure that these countries don't do business with the North Koreans. One thing that we can do, for instance, is to start imposing costs on Chinese banks for laundering money for North Korea. We've allowed them to do that scot-free. That is unacceptable. That's a violation of U.S. federal law. And I think that what we've got to have is our president say to the Chinese, look, we've got these laws and we're going to enforce them and we're not afraid of you. Unfortunately, right now, I think Beijing is afraid. It thinks that we're afraid of them.
Let me ask you this. The Kim regime, their vice foreign minister, said that Pompeo and Bolton had created, quote, an atmosphere of hostility and mistrust. Obviously, when Trump walked away from the negotiation, you know, it was a pretty strong statement. But is there any way that you couldn't have come away if you're North Korea going, okay, Trump's not satisfied with our position? And then I guess the speculation was, would they ratchet up bad behavior to kind of get Trump back to the table, or to try to go along and seek a second way to come back to the discussion? It seems like they've chosen to, at least in rhetoric, ramp it up a little bit.
Well, yes, they have. And they've done this throughout seven decades. So they always try to see how far they can push the other side. And, you know, they did this in Hanoi, where they had a ludicrous proposal, which was that we would drop all sanctions in return for closing one part of their Yongbin nuclear complex. That was just out of the realm of the reasonable. And Trump rightly said, no, I'm not going to accept it. As he started to walk away, the North Koreans then came back and said, look, we'll close all of Yongbin. But unfortunately, that also is not enough. You know, I think what the North Koreans are trying to do by mentioning Secretary of State Pompeo and National Security Advisor Bolton is basically try to divide Trump from his most senior advisors on this. And you notice they did not criticize the president. That's because they think they can get a good deal if they can isolate him from the Pompeos and Boltons of the world.
Well, let me ask you this. I know that you think that they are bluffing. What if they're not? What if he ramps up and fires a missile into the ocean and says, see, I've still got a good program? What is the, I don't know, the raising of the stakes do to the position where we're at?
Well, I think that, you know, and he very well may not be bluffing. In that case, you know, what we should do is we should sanction his regime to the point of extinction. We have not done that. We have sanctions. We have not vigorously enforced them, especially since the middle of last May. We've allowed Kim to hollow out these measures. So all we need to do, I think, is if he decides to go back to testing or do other provocative acts, we then go back and start to actually impose real costs on the regime and on the regime's friends, Russia, China, South Korea.
Now, we've already, through the trade negotiations with China, we've already crippled their stock market about 25% from where it was when we started those. What should our posture be towards China while North Korea is at least spouting this rhetoric?
Well, the most important thing that we need to do is not allow the Chinese, especially Xi Jinping, the ruler, to dangle cooperation on North Korea in return for concessions on trade. The Chinese have tried to do that. We saw that, for instance, before the Hanoi summit, when they publicly asked President Trump to go to Hainan, which is Chinese soil, immediately after his summit with Kim Jong-un. And what we should be doing in general on China is telling them that we can no longer tolerate the theft of $300 to $400 billion a year of U.S. intellectual property. This is a grievous wound to our economy and our future. And regardless of what happens on North Korea, we just need to make sure that China trades fairly. I don't think that we can do that short of disengaging from China and imposing severe costs. But in any event, these are two separate issues, and we've got to prevail on both.
But you would agree that us kind of incentivizing China's participation in the North Korean equation is important to getting a long-term solution there?
I don't think so, because we've got to remember that China has, throughout the course of decades, supported North Korea with its economy, with a diplomatic lifeline. But most important, they've been supplying technology, components, equipment, material for their ballistic missile and nuclear weapons program. They're the ones who have made North Korea a real threat, and we've done virtually nothing about it. So, yes, the Chinese have been weaponizing the North Koreans, and they've been doing that because there's been very little in the terms of cost that the United States has imposed on China for some very dangerous behavior. So this is on us, and it's not just on the current president. It's on a series of presidents before him. We've allowed this to happen, and clearly we've got to change course.
All right. Tough talk from Gordon Chang. You follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang, and get all of his books. Watch him on Fox News, the greatest mind on the region in the media today. Gordon, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets, the new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it might be because you just don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. In fact, they're not like vitamins at all. Vitamins are synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule, in fact, has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you just end up feeling really, really good. People report their skin looks better. They've got fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. So call now. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751 and use the promo code KMC for 20% off your first month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code KMC. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751. Use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net, or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National press secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Still a very somber day as we are rolling through Friday afternoon. That mosque shooting last night, our time, just a horrific reality. 17 minutes that it took to play out, and children killed in the process, 49 victims so far, and more probably in the next couple of days, depending on how those that have been hospitalized fare. But the whole thing live streamed. That's really disturbing. And I know that the president has responded and his team is responding. Kayleigh McEnany, part of that team that's working to try to get him reelected in 2020, and she joins us once again. Kayleigh, the president out early this morning with his support, but he's really standing with the people of New Zealand.
Kevin, there's no doubt about that. Both the president and we at the campaign have expressed our heartfelt condolences to the 49 victims lost, to their families, to those injured and all affected. And, you know, there's no place for religious intolerance. There's no place for targeting someone because of their independently held religious beliefs. It's egregious. It's horrible. We stand against it. We condemn it. And we are here for New Zealand every step of the way.
Yeah, I wasn't really in doubt of that. And I was glad to see the president express that clearly this morning. Let me jump to a couple of stories to get your reaction to. We had Brooke Singman on actually at the top of the show. And one of the things that she's posted in the process of today is this headline. Andrew Weissman, top prosecutor on Mueller team to leave special counsel's office in the near future. According to your response on Twitter, this is not especially surprising to you.
No, it's not. And, you know, my question is, why was Andrew Weissman ever on the Mueller probe to begin with? It's pretty striking when you look at this guy's record. He prosecuted Arthur Anderson, charged the entire firm with wrongdoing. 20,000 people lost their jobs. Think about that, 20,000 because of his aggressive prosecution, which was ultimately overturned by the Supreme Court unanimously 9-0. This guy, how did he have a career, one prosecutor asked. Well, the answer is because he was friends with Loretta Lynch and with Robert Mueller. So he should have never been there. Why was he there from the get-go?
Well, and let's talk about that, Kayleigh, for just a second. What do we know about the guys that have been around Mueller for the most of the last 2 years?
Oh, we know that they are Democrats, that they have supported, contributed to Democratic candidates and causes. That's why President Trump always says it's the Mueller witch hunt, him and his team of angry Democrats, because that's what this is. It is a witch hunt. They've gone after anyone and everyone at all affiliated with the Trump campaign. And you got to ask why, you know, guys on the Trump campaign are convicted of perjury. And then yet you've got guys like Andy McCabe, who are Democrats associated with the Clintons, who walk scot-free. It's exclusively targeted based on one political ideology, which is unfortunate.
And I think that the American people are beginning to see that clearly. What do you think from a legal aspect, Kayleigh, because that's the other hat you wear as a Harvard-trained attorney. What do you think the fact that we've now seen, you know, basically everything, all the cards that they had to play with Manafort and with, well, I guess Stone is still to be prosecuted, but with Flynn and with Papadopoulos and with Manafort, we've seen their plea deals. We've seen their convictions of, you know, whatever they are. Obviously, all of it related to stuff that was either post-establishing of the special counsel, i.e. lying to the special counsel or lying to the Congress, but not in what we would call process crimes, but not on substance of anything that the counsel was chartered for. Are there any paths left for them to investigate that we don't have some idea of?
No, there's not. You know, there's no collusion. There's no obstruction. There's no wrongdoing on the part of the president, which is why Mueller and his team had to investigate the past of anyone tangentially related to the president or his campaign to find some sort of wrongdoing so that he could prosecute and justify his own existence. You know, there was no collusion, despite Democrats telling us an elaborate lie for more than 2 years. We knew there was no collusion before this began. Peter Strzok told us that after 8 months of investigating. So this is a special counsel in search of a crime, in search of a conviction to justify its own existence.
Yeah. All right, let me shift gears one more time. How big of a deal is it that the AFL-CIO has thumbs down the Green New Deal?
It's a big deal. This is a huge deal. You know, I've said over and over again, Kevin, that President Trump has made our party the party of blue-collar workers, and Democrats left union members in the dust. Look no further now than the leadership of unions. Remember that the rank and file defected from their leadership, many of whom endorsed Hillary Clinton, and they said, no, we support Trump. But now it's not just a mutiny of the rank and file against the leadership. Now you have the leadership of the AFL-CIO saying, this Green New Deal is going to take jobs from union workers, millions of people, and threaten the livelihoods of their families. So this is incredible now that it's not just union workers, but union leaders saying we cannot stand with the Democratic Party of today.
I got to tell you a funny story, Kaylee. So I've got this longtime millennial kind of libertarian slash liberal friend. He fancies himself an independent. And he was all excited about Beto's entrance into the race this week. And he said if he can just keep from being crazy, he might have a chance. And he texts me again this morning and goes, man, he embraced the Green New Deal. I guess it was too much of a temptation to expect a Democrat to not be crazy. I said, I think you're right.
Exactly. You know, you look at Beto, embraced the Green New Deal. He's compared police officers to Jim Crow. I mean, this guy's just as extreme as the rest of them. They're all racing towards socialism. And whoever leaves this primary, make no mistake, they will have the indelible scourge of socialism attached to them.
Yep. All right. Kaylee McEnany, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here. When we continue, Chef David Burke had a huge opening in Fort Lee, New Jersey last night. Yours truly was in attendance. I'll also ask the famous TV chef, what are some tips for your St. Paddy's Day celebration for you chefs at home? That's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets, the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC. Or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. Everywhere I go, oh, I say use it all.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, last night I just had a most fun time, as did my lovely bride, because we found a new place that we think we may want to just, you know, go chill sometimes. And if you're in the Fort Lee area of New Jersey, you are going to love the brand new offering Ventanas. I mispronounced it in the opening of the show today, but that's okay. Ventanas is the name of it. It means window. And one of the partners in that endeavor is our good friend, Chef David Burke. Of course, David Burke Tavern and Woodpecker by David Burke are two of the places that we've told you about in the past. But this is his newest offering. And Chef joins us now. Chef, thanks for being with us on this busy Friday.
Nice to be here, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good night last night.
Man, the place was packed, and it was just such an incredible experience, and the food was obviously David Burke, you know, top shelf as always. But let's talk a little bit about this this new spot you've got, Ventanas, and really how it came about.
Well, the principal is Alex Duran. He's the owner of San Cubano also, and it's built by it's in between the two modern high rises in Fort Lee that are fairly new over the last 2.5 years. So it's sandwiched between two beautiful high rises, and there's a little park behind us with, you know, a pond and walking areas and fire pits. Really, world class build out. And Alex and his family put it together. We're doing the food end of it, and so we've combined a menu with both great American food, all three, Latin influence from San Cubano, which he operates, and also we've added some Asian touches and Korean dishes for the community in Fort Lee. So we got a nice melting pot of a menu and a very big space that can do parties, outdoor dining. You know, we'll be opening for lunch in April and brunch early April, and hopefully the outdoor patio in May.
Yeah. Well, so last night you had a lot of the finger foods that were going around, and the two things that my bride and I couldn't get enough of were the duck and the spiced lobster dumplings. Those things were, we could not find enough of those to eat, David.
I don't remember the duck, but I'm sure we had duck. Yeah, I was busy. But the hors d'oeuvre was miniature versions of what's on the menu for the most part.
Gotcha.
And you know, we made about 6,000 pieces of hors d'oeuvres.
Wow.
And sushi. There's also sushi on the menu here, too. We had a great night. You know, we were, you know, it's able to hold a lot of people. It's about 450 people there. And, we had some celebs come in, and it was nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Really good, good effort. We've been practicing for 2 weeks now, you know, soft opening, 2.5 weeks. And, that was the final kickoff. And now we're ready for open for business. And, you know, like I said, lunch and brunch will follow shortly thereafter. We're open every night except Monday at this point. I think we'll open on Mondays in the summer. But the summer, we have such a beautiful outdoor bar and a dining room overlooking the park. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and people, I'm telling you, if you're in the Fort Lee area and you're looking for a new spot, this is going to be the go-to place, and it's right there at the Modern.
Yeah, I mean,
so those two huge high-rises are really easy to find, and all you have to do is walk right between the two of them, and you'll find it right there on
I got to tell you, it's even a nice walk over to GW. You know, literally, you know, we're 2 miles from Yankee Stadium. You know, you can walk right over that bridge if you wanted to, you know, if somebody wanted to come over for a brunch or something on Sunday or Saturday, Saturday afternoon. It's, you know what I mean? So we're excited about it. Really, a lot of work, a big project, lots of work. And it's nice that, you know, opening day is behind us now.
Well, I got to imagine that when you get one of these done, David, it's kind of like giving birth. Like you've for 9 months, you've been doing everything you can, and then finally it happens, and then you're like, whew, and now the real work begins.
Now, you know what? As good as it is now, we have to Now the critics come in, and the idea is that we got to just strive for excellence and do the best we can every day, because we're always getting judged. It never rests, you know, and there's always improvements. And there's a lot of moving targets in the restaurant business, a lot of things that could go wrong. So you got to minimize those and make sure people leave happy, you know.
Yeah. No, they did. And our good friend, our good mutual friend, Joseph Chinke, was very impressed, as he always is, with your efforts. Hey, Chef, let's talk this weekend. You know, St. Paddy's Day is in the air, and I've already had my first serving of warm corned beef with some nice broth and some other stuff. But I'm thinking for you know, families and for kids and for the kind of environment that we may be around this weekend, what's a couple of fun things that the home chefs can do?
Well, you can always take corned beef and replace bacon with it. So you can do, you know, corned beef and eggs, and you can make an omelet. You could we make raviolis with it too. You know, we make like a Reuben ravioli. We take pastrami and cheese and sauerkraut or any leftovers, turn them into a ravioli. Or you can take those leftovers and put them into pancake batter and make pancakes. You know, like sauerkraut and cabbage, dry it up, some corned beef, and into a pancake instead of making sandwiches all the time. But also try to barbecue some corned beef. Throw it on the grill. It's not going to be that cold. Throw it on a grill and barbecue it. Really delicious.
What is the key to making the corned beef its best?
Well, you got to buy a good piece of meat. You know, you can buy, it's got to be, it's usually cooked, corned already or brined. And then you got to cook, heat it up in some liquid, you know, add some veggies. Sometimes it's the cabbage. But what's really good about cabbage is the cabbage itself, but it's the broth. If you use if you poach that broth that's the corned beef warmed up in with the cabbage, is beautiful. So make sure you turn that into a soup, or you puree the potatoes into that, make a potato cabbage soup. It's beautiful. But you can do stuff like that. And just keep the corned beef. Don't kill it to death. It's already cooked.
Right.
All you need to do is warm it up. Don't boil it again for like 3 hours. It's already cooked. All you got to do is warm it up, let that broth reduce, let it soak. And, you know, season. You know, sometimes corned beef is a little on the salty side. So add pepper, add garlic, add some vinegar, and spice it up.
My favorite part of St. Paddy's Day is that you get the spicy of the mustard, you get the bitter from the cabbage, you get the hearty from the corned beef. It is one of my favorite and widest palates of any specific holiday, and you've given me some things to think about here, David. Thanks again. Congratulations on last night.
And whiskey. Don't forget the whiskey. Whiskey helps everything.
How could I ever forget that, David? all right, Chef, we'll talk to you again soon, and thanks again. Ventanas is the name.
And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Ventanas in Fort Lee. It's right there between the two huge towers called the Modern. And I'm telling you, it's good stuff. Coming back with my final thought. Don't go away.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Now, these are probably the best supplements I've ever had. I've cut out all the other stuff that I'm taking and stuff like that. I went completely off the blood pressure meds almost immediately. So it's definitely, you can see a huge difference.
I fell from my chair and I crushed my heel. I feel that has gotten better since I've been taking Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code KMC. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah.
Oh, it is you.
The Lord God Jehovah has spoken to me.
He said all creation has rejected him. Mankind refuses to turn from his wicked ways.
I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
Noah, you must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best known voyages.
You must bring two of every animal, bird, and reptile.
In this original stage production, filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For a location near you, visit noahevent.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Very interesting and I think very troubling days we live in. I think you can't get away from what happened in New Zealand yesterday without coming away with this idea, this understanding that mankind left to their own device ends up in really bad places. We'll find out more. We don't know much about the shooter, but it does appear that there were people that at least knew about it and maybe have tried to help him. And on that level, you've got evil being assisted. Very interesting also, and we almost overlooked the president vetoing the national emergency declaration, which I think is exactly the right thing to do. I don't understand the vote that went down in the Senate this week. I don't understand how I watched even more congressional testimony today, earlier today, of some of the lower committee hearings and people that were testifying, and AOC's in there and she's saying, well, you know, why would we declare this a national emergency and not the opioid thing? It's, hey, Ninny. We declared the opioid thing a national emergency. We've got an opioid piece of legislation that came out that Congress is choosing to address the issue with, that the president signed. Massive bill. Lots of action being taken there. But when you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds, tons literally, of drugs that are killing Americans coming across the border, Dan Crenshaw, I watched one of his segments of one of the hearings where he had a girl come to his office in Washington. Dan Crenshaw is the congressman from Texas with the patch over one eye because he lost it in service to his country. But she came to his office and she said, Congressman, I was human trafficked over the border. I was brought to New York City. I was raped 5 times a day for several years. And she said, there is more of this happening than anyone realizes or understands. We have to do something about it. That girl just came across the border under the custody of someone who wasn't
a relative. And that's the life that they were subjected to. When people say, you know, oh, we're worried about the separation of kids and families. Well, what about those families? What about the families that have buried their children because of the opioid crisis? Yes, Mr. President, declaring the national emergency was the right thing to do. I'm ashamed of the 12 Republicans that opposed you, but the veto is the right thing. We're on the right path. Friends, do not lose heart. We will prevail. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.